Revelation Revealed, Part 1, Section 6, Dating and Authorship. Concerning the date when the book of Revelation was written sometimes depends on your view of eschatology, whether you are a futurist or a preterist. There are two dates that people believe the book of Revelation was written. Futurists more or less believe it was written in 95 AD. Preterists more or less will say it was written in and or around 66 AD. Now, it is a really difficult thing to determine which one of those two dates is correct. In the past, I've always believed 95 AD was the date, but in recent research that I have done, I am no longer convinced that it was 95 AD. It could well be 65 or 66 AD. There is credible evidence to support both views, so I am not really sure at this point which view to believe. And in my thinking as a futurist, it doesn't really matter. Of course, if you're a preterist, it does matter because they believe the events in Revelation were fulfilled by 70 AD, except obviously for the return of Jesus. Well, if the book of Revelation was written in 95 AD, that would throw that whole theory out the window. How can a book, a prophecy written in 95 AD be fulfilled prior to 70 AD unless it's more of a history book than a prophetic book? So there you go. You have the choice between 95 AD and 66 AD for the dating of Revelation. Now you have a choice between John the Apostle or John the Elder being the author of Revelation. And maybe you have never thought about this before. There is a bit of a difficulty knowing just who penned Revelation. And of course, you will say John was the one who wrote Revelation because it says so in the text. And that is correct. But the question is, what John? We know John, or at least there was a man named John who was a disciple of Jesus, who walked the dusty roads of Galilee with Jesus, Peter, James, and the rest. He's known as John the Apostle. There is a John, history tells us, that was the lead elder in the community of Christ, the Church of Ephesus. That John, traditionally speaking, has been called John the Elder because he was an elder. The question is John the Apostle and John the Elder one person or two people? Most of the disciples of Jesus, the first generation church, those who actually walked the dusty paths with Jesus, they were long gone. Peter and Paul, they were executed in and around 64, 66 AD. We're talking about 30 years later. If John, the disciple who became apostle, was alive at 95 AD, he would be at least 90 to 100 years old. Few people back then lived that long. Maybe John did. Maybe John survived every other believer in the first generation church. We don't know for sure. I would think, at least from my vantage point, in evangelical circles, the majority view is that John the Elder is John the Apostle. He wrote the Revelation, whether it was in 66 AD or 95 AD. So there you go. You have two choices concerning the date, two choices concerning the author. You do your study and you make your choice.